I should probably make up a program ahead of time, but I hardly ever do. Here's a poem called Lady. This is another poem that is about someone whom I knew in Vermont. Knew it quite well. Lady is the name of the poem. Lady, they calls me. Lady, and they always has my whole life long. And I hated it. God, how I hated it. You know? But you can't go hating on a thing like that forever. One time I says, what the hell's the difference? Now they call me lady, same as ever, and that's okay. Now my belly don't even twitch like it used to. Hating, that's for those other down country folk. That's for your city folk. What does it get them? Gut ache. Anybody knows that. Well, what I got is this nice old house now. Big barn and the shed, a first-rate meadow, some fair hill pasture, and a woodlot that's good enough for what I need. And my horses, my Arabians, everyone bred by my own stallion. Yes, and them there silver hoodoodies you see on the mantle for showing all over the state. I got me my Herefords, too, registered, 14 head. And I got me a job to make up what the horses and beef won't bring. Down to the hospital in Waterbury, you know, the mental hospital. Don't get the idea I'm one of those movie battle axe types, neither. I'm not. I work at the ward for the chronics on the midnight shift. And there's a good lot of them poor bastards in there as can't sleep when it comes night, and I know why. Believe me, I know why. I treat them right. I talk to them and make them tell me their stories, and then sometimes they can sleep. Sometimes. Then I come home and do my chores and sleep myself. Later I make hay or mend fence or tend the foals or whatever needs doing. I got me a Ford 3000 tractor, a baler, a mower, side rake, a Dodge 2-ton platform truck. And when I need something else, like a tedder or a teakle rig, I borrows it. We're neighborly round here. We have to be. Why, we switch off labor for all our big jobs. Yes, sir. And I do my share. One time, I was spreading manure down in the lower pasture next to spruces. It was late, see, past sundown. Because I can tell you I got to run 70 minutes to the hour to work this place. And of course that had to be the time the damn spreader jams, so there's nothing to do but throw out the stuff by hand. I was just climbing off of the tractor with the dung fork in one hand when this old she-bear come out of the trees. Popped right out of there, coming right at me, big as a spruce oil kiln she looked and black as a stove. I whooped, let me tell you, and threw my fork and climbed back on that tractor in a kind of a hurry, breathing a mite hard. And when I got back to the barn, I found I had more manure than I started out with. I told Jasper the next day. He owns that gone-to-Boston-looking place over the hill with the Bama Gilly in the dooryard. Jas, I says, I was plain scared. Scared of that old she-bear. I shit my britches. Jas, he looked straight and soft-like. Lady, he says, I don't blame you none. If it was me, I believe I'd have shot him too. That's one thing. Small, it don't mean much. You asked me who I was. I'm Lady. I'm what some folk might call uncommon, suspect maybe. Well, I get along, a good neighbor to good neighbor. There's all kinds living around these mountains. I raise beef a little. I raise some damn fine horses here on this hilltop farm. Then I work out nights in the loony bin. That's all, mostly. Though sometimes it does seem funny, don't it, the way things happen. I should say, perhaps, that a teakle rig in Vermont is a block and tackle. And Obama Gilly is a balm of Gilead, which is a species of poplar that grows in that part of the country. Well, I'll move forward to some more recent poems.